see. They never wanted me. The curse is laid upon my race. Useless serpents, they bring disgrace. A man without a face. Of time they pass again. It's so hard to tell where and when. Yeah, just do the best you can. The flames will burn away the waste. All the lies that they told erased. A man without face. A man without a 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 face.
Welcome, dear ladies and gentlemen, to the Rabbit Hole Radio Show with David James. Yes, that's me. We're back again, you and I. And another week. I wanted to update you on some things here. I wanted to let you know that I am doing as much as I can for the brethren in the kingdom. I spent 3 hours yesterday writing an article about Death Wish and MK Ultra, the Monarch, that I spoke to you about. So it took me 3 hours to write this article. You see, I'm not like some of these other fakers who, go out and post 3 videos and say, oh, I wrote an article. I really wrote the article. Now, not every article on my site do I write. And when I do not write one, I always comment and say, I did not write this, but I just thought you'd like to know. So some of the articles on my site are going to be an article I thought was so important that I wanted to post it on the site. But there are many articles. If you've ever read my pigs, dogs, and sheep articles, I must say, and I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I read the pigs article and I was quite impressed with the article. See, I wrote the article. I'm not pretending to put up things and pretending I'm doing work. I'm really doing work for the kingdom. And I'm having problems. I'll let you know what's going on with the Comparay thing. I'm having problems. The Comparay recorder will not cooperate. It's an oldie, and I have my own reel-to-reel, and it doesn't matter. Like the particular Comparay tapes are on cheap plastic reels, and they're extra long compared to the Dr. Wesley Swift ones, and it's causing problems, quite frankly. I've lost a lot of hours. How do you lose an hour? Well, let's just say you run the tape off, and in the middle of the tape starts making noise and breaking up because the plastic reel is warped and scratching off things. You know what I mean? There's a lot to the things that I do that you may not realize. So when it comes to work value and work ethic, I'm on the top of that game. I'm working on several projects on several levels at the same time. For another example, because I spoke of the Apostle Paul and the strange circumstances in which he was so-called saved or brought into the fold, remember I said this, and I don't want you to get upset with me because I'm somebody that will take an objective look at things. But I know the way the Father operates. Like, you know, I told you, I'll give the example. The fellow from Legion, when he had the legion of demons in him, wanted to follow Jesus after, and Jesus said no. He said, go and don't tell anybody what I did for you, right? So he doesn't let somebody that was a satanic priest or an evil man, so to speak, that's full of demons or whatever you may say, come in and be a prophet or a priest for him. It's just not the way he operates. And when I realized that Paul, I knew Paul was a Pharisee, and he was the most vigilant, he was twice the child of hell that the Jew Pharisee was. And now I find that, you know, this fellow was brought in and he claimed that he was an apostle. It wasn't that somebody ordained him as an apostle. He ordained himself as an apostle. He claimed that he was an apostle himself. Now listen, don't get upset about this. I'm not trying to say I'm anti-Paul, but I will say this one thing, and you may think that this is strange, but I really believe this to be true. If Paul's epistles were not in the newer part of the Testament, it wouldn't make any difference to me. It wouldn't change how much faith I have. It wouldn't change how much love I have for the Father, any of these things. Because Paul's work is not the most important work in the Scriptures. As a matter of fact, it's probably the least important work. I know you might get mad at me, and don't get mad because I'm not trying to cause trouble here. I'm just looking at what the situation is because it doesn't fit the Father's parameters. If you could go over your mind and find anyone that was an evil, evil man that was brought in to be, like, for instance, would the Father make a priest of Baal a priest of Yahweh? No, it just doesn't work that way. But I will tell you that there's a Christian Identity fellow that a fellow sent me this group of teachings. It's 12 files, and his name is William Findlay, and he's from South Africa. I don't know much about the fellow. Maybe you do. I've heard of him before, but I never have heard him until now. Well, there's 12 recordings in this particular series about Saul of Tarsus. And I haven't heard every one of them yet. I've heard, I think, 3 of them. So what I did was I decided I'll clean these files. They're very dirty. And
the guy sounds like it's like this. You see what I mean? Sounds like,
you know, it's real sharp and real, you know, real bad. There's all kinds of hiss and hum and all kinds of stuff going on. So I'm cleaning the whole series. And this is what I do for the brethren. This is what I do. I try to make your lives easier. I try to make it so that you can hear these recordings. I'm going to post them on my website when it's done. And I don't want you to be upset about them. I want you to, if you don't want to listen to them, don't listen to them. I'm not saying that I agree with everything the man says. I haven't heard it all yet. And remember, he that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is shame and folly unto him. So I don't make the judgment until I hear the whole thing and I weigh it out. But of the 3 files that I've heard so far, very interesting. I think you will be interested in it too. And this fellow is Christian Identity. And if you want to call it Christian Identity, let's just say he knows who he is and he knows who the Jews are. I could just put it to you, because you don't have to be Christian identity to know who you are and who the Jews are. Now, it takes a day to do two or three of these files, probably two of these files. So do you see the time that I spend? It's not like I'm somebody who doesn't do anything for you, or I don't ever spend any time. I spend many, many, many thousands of hours to do the things I do for you. And for the kingdom and for myself as well. I mean, you know, I like to hear these recordings cleaned up too, you know. It's a benefit for me to be able to enjoy it and to hear everything that's said clearly, etc., etc. So I would not, if I were you, I would do what I'm going to do and listen to this and see what we may see. One thing that I will tell you is Paul gives three accounts of what took place on the road to Damascus. And the story changed three times. Or you could say two times. He told the story once, and then the story changed the next time, and then the story changed the next time. Make of it what you will. Am I trying to discredit the Bible? Absolutely not. I just told you that if Paul's works weren't in there, it wouldn't matter one bit. Now, that being said, that's some of the stuff I'm doing. I've got other things that are on the back burner as well that I'm working on that you don't know anything about. So I've got a lot of things that I want to do to help you. And, you know, here I am, I'm going to mention this, and you know I don't like mentioning it, but I want to tell you something. You know, people will say to me, well, the workman is worth his hire. Well, that's true. I've worked since I was 12 years old. I was a paper boy. I worked my whole life. And I owned my own business back in Boston, but now I don't. And so I depend on your love gifts and your offerings to eat and to pay my electric bill, etc., etc. You know that I told you that I'm trying to start a little business where I sharpen knives and all these different things. But the business isn't coming in. It comes in very, very, very sparingly. So as any business, I mean, things take time. And it may be several years. I try to feed you. And I'm going to be honest with you. That I asked the Father about 3 days ago. I said, I need some money to go and buy an order of food. And I need to get some propane and some salt for my water system and a few cables and things. And I asked him, can you have somebody send me the money? Well, somebody sent me $20 today, and that's not going to cover it, but it's a start, right? So thank you, Adam, for doing that. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for feeding me as I feed you and helping me to feed the flock. You see, I must tell you that my internet costs $90 a month because I'm in the rural area and I have to pay for more bandwidth. It's a scam, but there's nothing I can do about it. And still sometimes my bandwidth runs out. You can buy a higher bandwidth, but that's crazy. So, also the site, right? The site comes up in the beginning of next year, and it costs over $400 because I pay biannually. So, you know, I have to pay for the site. I have to pay for the ticket, you know, the certificate that they have dreamt up now and all these things, and you have to pay for the domain name and so on and so forth. So it does cost me money and time to bring these things to you. And I need your help to help me to bring this to the people. And there's many people that love the work that I do, and they have a lot of good things to say about it, and I appreciate that, but I need your help. I don't want to ask for it. I really don't. But it seems if I don't ask for it, it doesn't usually come very often, so that I'm kind of forced to ask you from time to time. You know, maybe I'll ask once a month, you know, or something like that. And I try to put it on the videos so that you'll see it, and I put it on my site so that you'll see it, and maybe you'll be led to give a gift offering or a love gift or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, I leave that into your hands, and it doesn't always happen. So I'm kind of forced to talk about it from time to time. If there's one thing I don't want to be, is somebody that's always got his hand out. I abhor that kind of a thing. And if this is the first recording that you're listening to of my shows, I'm sorry. Because I tell you, probably that would, if I heard that the first time, I'd probably bail, you know? No, not B-A-A-L. No, you know, it's just, I understand, you know what I mean? I just understand. But I thought if I explained it to you, you know, me and Miss Elkie, we got to eat too. You know, Miss Elkie's got to have some bones, and she's got to have her feed, you know, and stuff like that. And, you know, I got to eat too. So I leave this into your capable hands, and I hope that you'll remember this. And I believe that the Father will bless you. When you bless somebody else, the Father will bless you. He will return it to you. I really do believe that. And I must tell you also that I do know a lot of our people are having a hard time. The devil's trying to run us out of this world. I understand that. Don't feel guilty if you don't have the money and you can't do anything. But I know that there's people out there that do have the money and they can do something. And I'm not speaking to people that have already done things and that help me from, you know, there's some people that help me all the time. That's very few, very, very few. More than three, but very few. And then there's people that help me from time to time. But please consider, you don't want me to have to go back to Babylon and then I won't be able to produce the things I'm producing in the volume that I'm producing them. Believe me, things are going to get at a higher volume. I know that you're probably saying, well, where is the Fireside Chat show? Well, if I could make you understand that, you know, I'm working on many levels of things right now. I had to replace a power unit in, I have two different computers that I use for the shows. And one of them, the power supply went south. And I see the same symptoms, believe it or not. These are older computers, but they're nice, but they're old. And I can see that the power supply is going in the one I'm speaking in right now. I'm seeing the same kind of funny things going on. And, you know, it costs about $53 for this power supply. So I know I'm going to have to replace this soon too. And once it's replaced, it should be fine. So all I'm saying is that I hope that you'll consider that you want to keep, if you like what I'm doing and you want to keep me doing what I'm doing, please do so. Please don't make me keep asking all the time. I don't want to do that. But if I have to, I will. I'd rather just do the shows, you know. It's just that simple. But I've got a lot of things that are going to happen soon that I'm working on. And we will have more Fireside Chats. Frankly, I must explain again about the News Bites. sometimes you have waves of news stories. Other times, there's practically nothing new. It's just repetition. So I can't do a news bite story. A news bite story is where I do a news scan and I read you some of the headlines and I comment on it. We'll get back to these things. There'll be times of plenty. There'll be times when there's not as many shows. I've done shows where it's 5 shows a week. I've done shows where it's 3 shows a week. But, you know, then, you know, this week I do 3 shows. But I'm also putting up the you know, Wesley Swift shows that I'm doing. I'm working on this in the background. I did a 3-hour article. I'm working on the Comparesta. So believe me, I'm not sitting around. I'm at it all the time. So my work ethic is very good, and it's not a fake work ethic like I see going on in my former establishment where I used to teach. I noticed that the fellow is putting up articles and it looks like he's doing all kinds of work, but when you open the article, there's 3 videos and a few comments. That's not an article. That's not writing an article. That's pretending you're writing an article. So, see, I do work. I do my own work. And I just want you to know these things. I really, sorry I had to take the time in this show to do this, but it was necessary, I believe, for you to understand what's going on. You can be assured I'm working for the kingdom's interests and your interests, as well as my own. If you think for a moment that when I'm asking you for help, I'm buying a Cadillac, Or maybe a fleet of jet planes like our TV evangelists. Not only do I not have a Cadillac, but I don't have one plane and don't need one, nor do I have a fleet of planes. I'm asking you to help me to eat. You understand what that means? I'm down to the basics. It's like money is foreign to me. And it's uncomfortable to be dependent upon other people. And I'm dependent ultimately on the Father. I depend on Him now. He's teaching me that. Just like the disciples were told to go and don't take anything with you. He wants to see what the brethren will do. The Father's testing all of us in all kinds of ways. It's not fun for me to be out on the tiles, as I call it. That means to be out and you see everywhere around you for miles and miles and miles, but there's nothing there. You're alone out on the tiles. I know the Father's with me, and I know some of the brethren are with me as well, and the sisters. And thank God for all of them. Thank the Father for all of you that love Him, because it means a lot to me if you keep your eyes on Him and love Him. And keep paying attention to Him. So let's go into the message. We're in Maurice Pinet's book. It's, you know, I love to do shows right off the top of my head. But right now, we're involved in a couple of learning things that are very important. And so, you know, I'm commenting on what we're doing here. We're on page 164. And this is from the chapter which is called The Jews Kill the Christians and Persecute the Apostles. And so we got a little ways in here, and I'm on, it says number 50, but the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men in the city, and raised persecution against Paul and Barabbas, and expelled them out of their coasts. Remember we read that last week? So it says afterwards, in the 14th chapter of the Bible book mentioned, it's confirmed what occurred in the city of Iconium after a further theological discussion by St. Paul and St. Barnabas with the Hebrews. Again, these Catholics think the Hebrews are the Jews. See, it should just say Jews there. The Jews are not Hebrews, and the Hebrews are not Jews. The Hebrews are the Israelite people. But anyway, but the multitude of the city was divided. Now, right away I must comment. It says, part held with the Jews and part held with the apostles. Now, is this not indicative of the Jews that they always divide and conquer, always divide people against their own selves even? Not only are they a divided people themselves as far as they keep to themselves because they know that if they get alone with you, you'll see what they are. So they have to, they don't like putting on that fake face as much as they like speaking among themselves as the evil people that they really are. So it says, and when there was an assault made both of, and of course they use the word Gentiles, the Israelites. See, and when there was an assault made both of the Israelites and also of the Jews with their rulers to use them despitefully and to stone them, they were aware of it and fled to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia. Lycaonia, I wonder how you say that, into the region that lieth round about. And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. One thus sees that even in those days the division was very clear. On the one side, the supporters of the apostles, those are the Israelites, the Christians. And on the other, the Jews, which would be the Pharisees, Sadducees, etc. The newer part of the Testament of the Holy Bible already makes use in these books of the word Jews in order to describe the members of the ancient chosen... My head just... They're not the chosen people, dear fellow. And the Jew word is a new word, as you know. These books of the word... I'm going to fix this. These books of the word Jews, in order to describe the members who murdered Yahweh's son, Jesus Christ, and fought against his church, for those who had converted to the faith of the Redeemer were not Jews, but Christians. That's right, because Jews don't convert to the faith. Now you say, well, yes, they do. Haven't you ever heard of Jews for Jesus? Yeah, that's Jews for the Jewish Jesus. Yeah, not for the real Jesus. I mean, really, that's the way it is. The Jews who in our days persecute the church still further and threaten to rule and enslave mankind are in fact the descendants of these Jews. That's right. Who are described by the Newer Testament as the worst enemies of Christ and his church. They have nothing in common spiritually with the old people of biblical times. Speaking of the Israelites... See, the way they put it here was they have nothing in common spiritually with the old chosen people of the biblical times. They're trying to say that the old Jews of, you know, no, it's the Israelites who are the chosen people. So they have nothing. This is true when you put this in the right perspective. They have nothing in common, these Jews, with spiritually at all, with the old Israelite chosen people of the biblical times. The chosen people were loved by God. However, the Jews who deny their Messiah, it's not their Messiah. The Jews who denied the Messiah, who murdered him, and who fought against Christianity and continued to fight against it, and who stiff-neckedly grant support to their criminal organizations in our days are, as St. Paul said, not acceptable to God or Yahweh. In chapter 17 of the aforementioned book of the Newer Testament, it is said that St. Paul and Silas came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. But the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort. Does that sound familiar? Freemasons? Well, Freemasons aren't really lewd fellows, but what they mean is thugs. You know, like Italians, or like white people that are dumb, that don't know any better. Lewd fellows of the baser sort. In other words, of the lower category of the human condition, let's say. And gathered a company and set all the city in an uproar. Now, they do the same thing today. Those lewd fellows would be Antifa of the baser sort. The Freemasons, yes, would be involved in this. The liberal idiots would be involved in this. The two-legged beasts of the field would be these lewd fellows of the baser sort. So they gathered a company and set all the city in an uproar and assaulted the house of Jason and sought to bring them out to the people. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren into the rulers of the city, crying, "These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also, whom Jason hath received. And these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus." And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. And when they had taken the security of Jason and of the other, they let them go. The passages quoted of the Holy Scripture prove clearly that the Jews were the only enemies of nascent Christianity, and that everywhere they not only directly persecuted the Christians, but they attempted with slander to stir up the non-Christian people against them. And what is still more weighty, the authorities of the Roman Empire. In the preceding passage of the Acts of the Apostles, it is evident how they used slanders. They still do today. In order, with criminal intent, to thrust the whole power of the then invincible Roman Empire against the church, by their more or less accusing Christians of recognizing another king in place of Caesar. An outrage which infuriated the Roman emperors. You see how the Jews work? You see how this is the way it always is they get close to the leaders of the country. They get close to the military. They get close to the police. They get close to the different offices of the government, etc., etc. And then they keep speaking in their ears, which infuriates them. And then they get them to persecute the peoples of their own nations and other peoples. So it said that this infuriated the Roman emperors and their collaborators to the extreme. For this form of treachery to Caesar invited immediate punishment of death upon them. Thus it is beyond doubt what the Israelites, see, they've got it all backwards because they're all messed up. I'm going to have to change that back to what it is, the Jews. This book, they seem to use the word Israelites for Jews when that's not the way it is. Thus, it is beyond the doubt what the Jews strove for, who for many years afterward applied the whole poison of their slanders and intrigues. However, they were not successful in letting loose the Roman Empire against the Christians. Only on the basis of much pressure did they attain this with Nero. By the way, Nero means black. Now, he wasn't a Negroid, but Nero means black in Italian. An attempt also took place to stir up the rulers of Rome against St. Paul, as the following passage of the newer part of the Testament proves. Chapter 18, verse 12, "And when Gallio was the deputy of Achaia, the Jews made insurrection with one accord against Paul and brought him to the judgment seat, saying, 'This fellow persuadeth men to worship God contrary to the law.' And when Paul was now about to open his mouth, Gallio said unto the Jews, 'If it were a matter of wrong or wicked lewdness, O ye Jews, reason would that I should bear with you. But if it be question of words and names and of your law, look ye to it.' I will be no judge for such matters. Now, this is the same as Christ. These Romans said, listen, this is in another place, but this is in Achaia. But you see, it's the same thing. The Jews try to go to the law, try to go to the police, or try to go to the sheriffs, or try to go to the, you know, the government, or try to go to the CIA and all these things, and they try to persecute the people through these legal entities, you see. And listen to what this fellow, he's a very wise fellow, says to them. Again, I'm going to read it. But if it be a question of words and names and of your law, look ye to it. See, words and names are what the Jews use against us. He said, for I will be no judge of such matters. You see, so nothing has changed. The Jews are still using words and names and their law to judge everything, right? The Talmud, words and names. You're a racist. You're a bigot. You're white. You're a hater. You get the meaning? You see what I mean? If it's a question of words and names and of your law, look ye to it. And he drove them from the judgment seat. So he told them to screw. Excuse the language, but that's what he did. He said, just get out of here. Then all the Greeks took Sothenes, the chief ruler of the synagogue, and beat him before the judgment seat. And Gallio cared for none of these things. This passage of the Holy Bible allows us to recognize, on the one side, the religious tolerance of the Roman authorities and the absolute lack of interest in attacking Christians. On the other side, it was the Jews who constantly sought for means in order to repeatedly unleash, even if unnecessary, the rulers of the Roman Empire against the Christians. Now I must stop again. Nothing's changed. You see, the rulers of the Roman Empire against the Christians. This is what they're doing today. In conclusion, when such an infamous attempt had failed, the Jews, as madmen, ended the affair with a general and furious free fight. Here, Sothenes, the superintendent of the synagogue, became the unlucky object of Jewish rage and madness. Naturally, we cannot doubt the truthfulness of these facts, for it is a matter of literal passage from the newer part of the Testament. Remember, let me speak on this newer part of the Testament and older part of the Testament. It has been revealed to me, and I think that you all agree, I won't say I assume, but I would think that you would agree that the Bible has been divided by the Jews, and they ripped out the center of it, which connects the two, time-wise and racially and everything else. And they claimed that the older part of the Testament was theirs so that they could bring this fable of the Jews being the chosen people. And then they said the newer part of the Testament was for the Christians. But that's not the way it is. That's the way the Jews did it. But in reality, the scriptures, the older and the New Testament and the middle that was plucked out, is one testament. It is one book. It is a book of the history of Adam, his story. And so I will no longer use the terms, you see, I'm true to these things. When I told you about anti-Jewishism, you know the term that I won't use. You see me consistently using the modified term because we will not give legitimacy to those terms. Well, I've made this clear to my former associates that this is one book. But they still want to help the Jews by using the term New Testament instead of newer part of the Testament. Because they're rebelling, and because they're helping the Jews. This is the way I see it. If you don't see it that way, write me. DavidJamesBoston@gmail.com. If you think that that's correct, that it's one testament, and that the Jews have divided something again to divide the people, to deceive the people, and to lead the people astray, and you realize that it's one testament, well, it'd be nice if you let me know if you agree with that. But if you don't agree with it, certainly let me know. And if you think that I'm being harsh on people by saying that once they know, for instance, that the word Lord means Baal, that they have a responsibility to not use that word anymore like that. Correct? Haven't I been consistent in these things, ladies and gentlemen? See, if I keep using these things, you keep getting deceived the way the Christians have been for the last millennium. Two millennium. We can't continue. This is a war of words, ladies and gentlemen. You saw what it just said back here, right? He said, I'm going to read it again. But if it's a question of words and names and of your law, he's speaking to the Jews, look ye to it. See, it's always a question of words and names with the Jews. And so the word Lord has replaced the Father's name, and it has made your prayers inept over the centuries. No wonder the Christians are in the position that we are in. So it's time to correct these words and names, isn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, that's amazing. You think about that for a while. Imagine that it just said what it said. I read it to you again. And we're still having problems with words and names with the Jews. So once you know that the Bible is, or the scriptures are, one testament, the book about the race of Adam, his story, you no longer keep the division there, do you? You no longer say the New Testament or the Old Testament. You say the newer part of the Testament or the older part of the Testament. Do you have to obey me? No, you don't. But you know now, and you're responsible. And if you really love the Father and you love the Word and you love the truth, then it is your responsibility to correct other people in these matters, and yourself, but for that matter. I hope you're not angry about this, that I would make a correction like this. But I think that, not only do I think, but I know that this is correct. We must correct these words. We must not give legitimacy to these ideas. We must not let these Jews continue to use these anti-Jewistic weapons against us. These anti-Jewishism, you know what I'm talking about. We shall not let them keep dividing us and dividing the scriptures, which is none of their literature. It's Israelite literature, not Jewish literature, period. So no, the older part of the Testament is nothing, is not the Jews' property, and it is Israelite property, period. Moses is not a Jew, Adam is not a Jew, Jesus is not a Jew, Isaiah is not a Jew, John is not a Jew, Mark is not a Jew, etc., etc., etc. We've got to stop this and correct these words and names within ourselves first, and then correct others. If you keep letting people pray to the Lord, we're not going to get anywhere. Do you understand that? That's what got us in the condition we're in right now, and we can't allow that to continue. I don't know how to impress this on anybody any more than what I've just said, but I hope that this rings true to you and that you begin to operate in this manner in your life. These aren't the only words that need to be corrected. The word racist and all these other words need to be corrected as well. So it continues here. It is therefore certainly explicable that when this mob of wolves, in addition with all the full powers, was unchained with the victory of the communist revolutions, it carried out unbelievable bloodbaths and caused Christian and non-Christian blood to flow in torrents until the end of both in the Soviet Union and also the satellite states. They cut one another to pieces without respect for anything. Is that not also division, cutting one another to pieces? You get what I mean? You know that the bloodbaths that happened after these Jews got in control in communist, when it became communist Russia, after they killed the Tsar and his family, there was blood with brains in it and body parts in it up to almost to the knee. You know about this, right? This is what the Jews do. This is what the Jews want to do again. They did it in France. They did it in Germany after the war. They're doing it now to all of our countries. They did it in Russia. They did it in Armenia. They did it in China. They did it in several of the Eastern European countries, the Ukraine, etc., etc. They want to do it real bad here in America. They want blood to flow in torrents. They're trying to cause a race war between the Christians and the Muslims and the two-legged beasts of the field that they've brought here as a weapon against us. They want the blood to flow. This is what these vampiric Jews, if that's a word, I made it up if it is, that's what they want. Vampires love blood. Vampires need blood to exist and to subsist off the Christian societies. Remember what Benjamin Franklin said, vampires cannot live off of vampires. Their sustenance comes from Christian societies. So they cut one another to pieces, it says, without respect for anything, not even the rabbinical dignity. As in the case of that poor Sothenes, who was mentioned, boy, they really care about this fellow that was the synagogue. Now, I don't believe that this was a Christian church fellow. I think that this was a Jew, but I don't know. And they keep on mentioning how poor this fellow is, who is mentioned in the preceding passage of the Bible. It's completely beyond doubt that they are and remain always the same. Yes, that's right about the Jews. In the Acts of the Apostles, the disciple Saint Luke, notice he's not the apostle Saint Luke. See, that's something you will learn in case you don't know this, and I did not know this. I did not know that Luke wrote the book of the Acts of the Apostles and that he was an assistant to the Apostle Paul. These are the things you'll learn in that series that I will bring. I hope you won't get mad. I hope you'll say, well, let's listen to this and see what it says. And you can either just say, no way, or you can say, well, that's interesting. Anyway, let's continue here. In his description about the behavior of the Jews in those times, one could say that he might be writing to us in the present day, for sure. Nothing seems to have altered in nearly 2,000 years. That's because these demons of those days are the same demons living in these people these days. That's why nothing changed. That's why nothing will change. He relates of the stay of the saint in Jerusalem. Chapters 21 Verse 27, and when the 7 days were almost ended, the Jews which were of Asia, when they saw him in the temple, stirred up all the people. See, the Jews stirred up all the people. When it came to crucifying Christ, the Jews stirred up all the people. When it comes to Antifa and all these things going on, these things that are happening all around the world now, like in France, the Jews and Freemasons stirred up all the people and laid hands on him, crying out, "Men of Israel, help! This is the man that teacheth all men everywhere against the people and against the law and against this place, and further brought Greeks also into the temple and hath polluted this holy place." Very interesting, isn't it? The Jews are concerned about race here and keeping things pure. They said that the Apostle Paul brought Greeks into the temple and polluted this holy place. It is the Jew himself, ladies and gentlemen, that pollutes all mankind. It pollutes the waters, the skies. It pollutes the air. It pollutes the mind. It pollutes the body. It causes all kinds of corruption. It pollutes the art. It pollutes the governments. These Jews pollute everything. And they're claiming somebody else did some pollution here. And it continues, and all the city was moved, and the people ran together, and they took Paul. See, Jews got them all worked up, and they grabbed Paul, and they drew him out of the temple, and forthwith the doors were shut. And as they went about to kill him, tidings came unto the chief captain of the band that all Jerusalem was in an uproar. Who immediately, you see, Jerusalem. See, this isn't the Jews' land. They're living as strangers, as aliens in Jerusalem, just as they live in our country as aliens today. They're not Americans. They're dual citizens. They're not, this isn't their country. I don't care if they were born here or not. They're foreigners. They are fugitives and vagabonds, as the Father judged that they would be, and they will remain so. So here they are, talking men of Israel. They're trying to get the Israelites to help them do the things they do. And that's exactly what has taken place, ladies and gentlemen, is these Jews could never have done any of the things that they've done if it wasn't for us helping them to do it. You see, when they stir things up like this, what it is it's a demonic event. What they do is they work themselves up. The demons within them work themselves up. And the demons all in the area that are in some people and out of some people, they get this whole thing worked up into a frenzy, like a feeding frenzy. You see? This passage of the newer part of the Testament shows us how the Jews accuse St. Paul of teaching all men everywhere against the people. But let me stop right there again. You say, not again, Dave. The Jews are the ones that are teaching men everywhere against the people with their Talmudic law. Right? Right. Yeshua, Jesus, accused them of these things, saying that they tried to make their law, their traditions of men, supersede Yahweh's teachings, Yahweh's laws, etc., etc. So always the Jews are always accusing somebody else of what they do. This is just it's a Jewish habit. It's a Jewish pattern. And I'm always teaching you the Jewish patterns so you can understand it. So it continues, they caused him in slanderous manner to appear as an enemy of the people in order to justify his killing. More than 19 centuries afterwards, when the Jews in the Soviet Union and other communist lands wished to kill someone, they accused him of being an enemy of the people and an enemy of the working classes. Let me stop there again. The ADL is the one in America that is telling you who your enemy is. Your enemy is somebody that believes in the Bible. Your enemy is the Father in heaven. Your enemy is the white man. Your enemy is, you see, these are all the things they're telling the working classes. And as they bring more and more people into the country of other ilks and so on and so forth, they convince them that we are their enemy. You see, that's what the ADL does and the SPLC. Same techniques. They work. The methods have remained the same, it says. They have not altered in approximately 2,000 years. They also slanderously accuse St. Paul of preaching against the temple. Just as in the mock trials of communist lands, they accuse the future victims of having carried out a conspiracy against the Soviet Union or the proletarian state. Finally, they also accuse St. Paul of having brought non-Israelites into the temple and thus defied the holy place. For in those days, being that meaning the Greeks, you see, but the Greeks in Greece, there were white people. Greece was a white nation. You know, the same old thing happened. Race mixing, homosexuality, because the Jews brought it all there. And the Jews mixed in there. It's the same old story. Whenever you look at a civilization in history, you come to the conclusion that it was brought down in the same manner as the previous great civilizations. And you will find that the same entity, demonic entity, is involved, the Jews, in bringing down of the great civilizations. See, they just can't allow Whitey to be great. They want to tear it all down. And they're doing it again today. America didn't even last. You got to figure this, right? That 1776 till the beginning of the American the Civil War in America. I think it was 1861 it started and ended in 1865 or something like that. I'll have to check those dates, but I'm pretty sure that's correct. It didn't even last 100 years before these Jews divided us against ourselves. And prime stock of the Anglo-Saxon race was killed during that. And I'm going to say this as well. It was anything but a civil war. It was an uncivil war. If you know about the works of General Sherman, the Freemason, and I believe Sherman is a Jew name. I believe he is a Jew. I haven't proved it yet, but I know he's a Freemason because he puts his hand in his coat like all the rest of them. I just found a picture of the Pope with his hand in his coat too, this current Pope. So you can see that there's interesting things going on in here, isn't it? Aren't these things interesting? So I'll just finish this up to this part. So he said that they brought non-Israelites into the temple and thus defied the holy place. For in these days, the Jews regarded the temple as closed to non-Jews, just as they now regard Jewry as closed to men of other races. That's a lie. The Jews mix with every race. But they pretend, ladies and gentlemen, that they are closed to men of other races. Then they only allowed new converts as far as the door to the temple, then only to the outside door. Now they accept, so they say, non-Jews and Christians in some lands into Jewry, which they do. I don't think I have to read any more about that, but we'll stop right there. Because we've come to the end of this time at this point, I think we've learned some things today, haven't we? We ended up on page 168. We didn't make it very far because I spent time in the beginning of this show. Please consider that I need to eat as well, ladies and gentlemen. And as I always give good advice at the end of the Rabbit Hole Radio Show, don't go down the wrong hole.
Lane.
serpents, they bring disgrace. A man without a face. The signs of time, they pass again. It's so hard to tell where and when. You're just doing the best you can. Lines that they told erased. A man without a face. 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 A man without a face.